This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Grain markets are keeping a close eye on this week's round of spring USDA reports. The Department of Agriculture will be releasing its quarterly grain stocks and prospective plantings report on Wednesday. AgMarket.net branch manager Jim McCormick says we've seen a big buildup towards this annual report day.
They're going to give us these much-anticipated acreage survey release numbers. A lot of people are trending toward the 93, 94 million acres of corn, somewhere around 90 to maybe down to 89 million acres of beans. That's the first key to the new crop balance sheet. Then the wild card, I think, is going to be the ending stocks. When you talk to producers, you talk to end users, there does not seem to be a lot of corn left over in the country right now. The government's counting those bushels as of March 1. They're going to release that number. That tends to be a game changer in these markets. We've seen the market move limit up and limit down just based on these quarterly grain stocks. So that's going to be the excitement. The near term, I think, is going to be a little bit of kind of a doldrums as we just kind of wait for that number to come.
McCormick adds the soybean quarterly grain stock number is easily predicted because we know what was crushed and exported. However, the number for corn is the main wild card.
That's the one where you're like, wow, because we know what we're going to turn corn into ethanol. We know what we export. But the reality is we don't know what we fed. They take that corn number and then kind of backtrack to kind of come up with corn number. Then you have this category called residual, which is kind of the slush fund. And the fact of the matter is we've seen them find 200 to lose 200, 300 million bushels of corn. And with their carryout projected at 1.5, finding 200 million bushels of corn or losing 200 million bushels of corn could be the difference of a limit up or a limit down type of move.
Again, both reports will be published at 11 a.m. Central Time on Wednesday. And last week's quarterly hog and pig report revealed inventory as of March 1st was 74.8 million head across the country. That's down 2% from last year. The report also showed a breeding inventory at 6.21 million head, down 3% from last year and down 1% from the previous quarter. Market hog inventory was 68.6 million head, down 2% from 2020 and off 3% from the fourth quarter of last year. Joe Kearns with Partners for Production Agriculture explained during a pork checkoff report analysis that all values came in below the entire range of estimates.
I don't see this as just a mildly bullish report. This is the reprieve the pork producers have been looking for quite some time. This is marks the first reduction in March over March that we've had since 2014. So after seven straight years of growth, we finally see a little bit of a pullback here. The market's been kind of feeling this one a little bit. Certainly the anecdotal quantity of spaces available, the value of wean pigs that we've traded into the marketplace would give you the indication that something wasn't quite up to par as far as what expectations were.
Daniel Bluntzer of NFC Markets also took part in the Pork Checkoff Virtual Forum. He called this latest quarterly report a game changer.
Looking back at the last quarterly reports, going back all the way to the December report of 19, we've reduced the herd some 250,000 sows. We haven't had that kind of reduction since the 08-09. You know, we didn't really know how the market was going to react. We didn't know how the production was going to react over the last year of COVID. And then on top of that, when we start to get a recovery, we start to get a pretty sharp rise in grain prices. So in my estimation, it's one of those, you know, one out of six, one out of eight type of market reports, kind of a shocker and kind of gets the market, thinking in a much larger direction.
Last week's report also showed the December 2020 through February 2021 pig crop at 33.3 million head, down 1% from last year. Sows farrowing during that period of time totaled 3.04 million head, down 1% from the previous year. The sows farrowed during last quarter represented 48% of the breeding herd. The average pigs per litter was 10.94 for the December through February period, compared to 11 last year. Moving on now into state and local ag news for your Monday. Now that we're just over a week into the spring season, gardeners are raring to get into the dirt and plant seeds in their garden. A U of I Extension educator says it still might be March, so you may not want to plant many things just yet. Nancy Kreith is an educator specializing in horticulture who says there is work you can do now in your garden.
Right about now, especially on these warm days when you want to get out inside and do things around your yard, I would say just general cleanup. So if you had a vegetable garden from last year, hopefully you clean that up in the fall. But if not, go ahead and remove any debris.
And if you're starting a new garden this year, it's going to require a bit more preparation.
you'll want to kill off any existing vegetation where your garden bed's going to go. So if you have grass or weeds growing, a nice method I like to use that doesn't require any chemicals or a whole lot of input is save cardboard from shipping boxes. I'll remove the tape. You don't have to remove the labels. And then I will lay that down as a weed barrier. I'll wet it and then put compost on top. That way it has a good month or so. Ideally, you know, I would have allowed that to decompose for about 2 months. But if you get it down now, it'll be okay. And if there's areas that are hard to dig, I'll just cut through the compost, through the cardboard with a knife, and then I could plant into that.
And after cleaning up the debris in an existing bed or garden, it's time to add compost.
If you have an existing bed, you know, and all the weeds are removed and plant debris, you could just go ahead and add about 2 inches of compost across the top. And that's a good annual amendment. So you should really do that annually for your vegetable garden, add a good layer of compost before you start. And then you could work that in just in the top 6 inches of soil.
Compost is rich in organic matter, which is very good for garden soil.
That's what's great for our soils and the microbes and the organisms in the soil. Basically helps to feed them. There'll be nice organic matter they could basically eat. But also organic matter coats soil particles. So let's say you had a heavy clay soil. What it does, that organic matter gets in there and coats these fine particles of clay and allows for more pore and water space. So it helps to bring air circulation to your soil. And on the opposite end for sand, it will help bind those particles. So instead of you watering a sandy soil and it goes right through by adding organic matter, it will help coat that and help with water retention and nutrient retention properties.
Again, that was Nancy Kreith with the University of Illinois Extension Service. In other state ag news, Western Illinois Congresswoman Sherry Bustos has taken on her first subcommittee chairmanship as the new head of the House Subcommittee on General Farm Commodities.
But I am now overseeing what's called the General Farm Commodities and Risk Management Subcommittee. It's kind of, you know, a long word and probably not a whole lot of sex appeal to the name of the subcommittee. However, it's a very, very important one. It is where all of the crop insurance falls under that subcommittee that I will be chairing. All the CCC money falls under that subcommittee that I'm chairing. So it's a very important one when you come from corn country and soybean country, because so much of that goes through those programs in the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
It's Congresswoman Bustos' first committee chair since taking office 5 years ago and the first since she became a member of the House leadership in 2020. Bustos is the only Midwestern Democrat on the committee. And in other state ag news, according to the CEO of the Illinois Soybean Association, there's been some positive news during the pandemic. John Lump says the ability to meet with legislators through Zoom has led to some productive conversation.
And it's good because we're able to get more of our board members on the calls also. So it's not, you know, just limited to two or three people. So it's actually been pretty good. And, you know, we've been hitting on farm bill, transportation, biodiesel, you know, a lot of the same topics, but more crisp and more current, you know, in terms of activities that we see now and also, you know, see in the future.
Lump says they've also just wrapped up the Commodity Classic, which was held virtually this year. The national event features educational sessions and a trade show. And that wraps up Ag News here on this Monday afternoon. But remember, you can always send us your Ag News by an email at WSMI@WSMIRadio.com. So again, for this Monday afternoon, March 29th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.